Update from the Interim Director of Public Health, Simon.
Thank you, Chair. This is a very quick paper. The Joint Strategic Assessment is a statutory duty of the Health and Wellbeing Board, which we cover as part of the Director of Health Duties. This report just highlights the update from last time, saying what we've completed and where we're going, and shows also a plan for the kind of remainder of this coming year. Also worth noting, we've done a GSNA for the whole of the STP, which obviously our quite a part of, which has helped drive the STP priorities. And we've got a number of partners supporting that. And the paper's outlined the case study of how the GSNA has been used to support service development. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the board? Michael.
Just focus on your work plan and one of the things that you have said about the fuel poverty and excess of winter deaths. So this has been a physical problem, so I'd like a copy. I haven't actually seen the copy. And I just would like to ask, have you linked into the scrutiny task group chaired by Michael Besson that was set up after the council passed a motion on climate change, and obviously fuel poverty is extremely important part of that and needs to be fed into the work that's been done by Councillor Hastings and Councillor Besson in that regard? And have you also discussed your outcomes with the main charity on the island that actually works on a daily basis on fuel poverty, which is the Brooklyn Trust?
So I think we just need to clarify that one of the GSNAs implies the needs and just a kind of a factual statement of need for partners to use that, and it's on the website because the public website for all partners to use together, and we did, there is a group of people who can help direct that piece of work. So actually, if there's some information that we need to kind of pull together, that working group comes to us and say this is a need through this group as well. So as a member, if you say this is what we need to do, we can do that. There'll all be on the website, so we can make sure the link is included. In the notes, would that be right?
Yeah, if you send me the link, I'll put it in the minutes.
Can I just like a supplementary, just for your information, White Community Energy, which is a community-owned solar farm, has had some major funding and some major funding to tackle fuel poverty, and it's from the Big Society Capital, so it's some sort of national monies. And it's worth actually having a conversation with them because there could be some joint funded work regarding fuel poverty.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I noticed that the task on fuel poverty and excess winter deaths has been completed and published anyway. So just remembering this is a strategic document as opposed to operational. So the recommendations that come on the report are that the Health and Wellbeing Board are asked to note the progress against the 18-19 GSNA work plan. And secondly, that the board is asked to review and comment on the work plan. Which sorry, did I miss Alex? Alice, I missed you. I apologise.
That's fine, thank you. I just wanted some confirmation. Under Appendix 1, we talked about housing and accommodation and a brief case study. There is nothing in there about homelessness, and I wondered just where that has been considered, because clearly that's a critical part of everything we're doing.
So I don't know the details of this GSNA recent note. Ron, I don't know if you know whether, I suspect knowing what they've done, they've got the whole thing, just a summary top level bit. They've looked at the whole issue of housing and housing.
So I can confirm that the homelessness strategy is going to Cabinet on the 14th of November. That's got quite a detailed needs analysis in it, not only in terms of what is the scenario that we face locally and how that then compares to other areas. And I'm really excited about the work we're doing.
Claire, I just want to touch, since you've raised the question of homelessness, on just some very positive work that's going on. I'm sure she'll be brief.
I will be brief. What she said.
Yeah, we have got some very good work going on, I think, at the moment, and I want to thank.
It is excellent work.
I'll just give one statistic, you know, in my numbers. We have successfully reduced the numbers of children who are living in bed and breakfast accommodation in only 6 weeks by 81%.
That is a really, really clear. I can remember sitting here and thinking about these kids in homeless situations. It's just a wonder. So that's good work by a range of people.
I'm very, I need to be very careful because this is from data in the paper and suggests that papers, so I don't want to hijack it with homelessness. No. But you are aware that hopefully, I did really say quite a gallant board the day that we're going to be opening the homeless shelter, the work shelter. We will involve everybody within that, and the inclusion is involved, there's all the right pathways involved. The paper that comes from our homeless strategy, what I will do is ensure that the trust have a copy of that as well, rather than you having to look up links, etc.
Maggie.
Thank you. I just think it might be better if it was even just reflected in here that there is a significant amount of work going on, so that people who read it and pick it up in the individual paper know where to go and look, because it is a critical part and it's an exciting journey that everybody's on.
And we'll get that minuted. Maggie.
Just the same quickly, I think there is a lot of work going on without it. We heard about that in the seminar this time associated with this model. But I do look at each of the items through the strategic intercession. It reinforces the reason and the work that you're doing in the first place. You're very trying to contribute to.
Thank you. Michael, then Carol.
Yeah, it's just a question maybe that I missed it, in which case I'm really sorry. So just in terms of the proposed work plan moving forward, one of the things that we know is that we do have a higher rate of incidence of people with learning disabilities living on the Isle of Wight. I was wondering whether there's anything where that might sort of be fitting in terms of just having a look at that, better understanding of where those people are living across the island, be they children, be they adults, be they elders. So learning disabilities.
Thank you. Michael?
This is the opportunity to actually learn the work, so that's why we'll make sure that features may just be after April, but we'll fit it in time.
Just wanted to raise 2 points. One on your proposed work plan, you've obviously got childhood poverty. I think there's an important link to the council's motion, which Councillor Bradley and I put forward at the beginning of this year, which was to actually look at actually ways we could actually be more ambitious in our strategy figures to reduce childhood poverty on the island. So there was a very much commitment by the Isle of Wight Council to actually tackle that. And so I'd like that, you know, to feed that into the work of that, or look forward to that report, because actually I visit things like the, you know, food banks on a regular basis, and I can get to see that actually more children on this island getting into poverty, and that just has a spiral effect. It's the tap that actually then gets into the health, into the mental health figures and side. So I do think we, again, where there's mental health being a priority, I also think child poverty really needs to be weighed up there. I'm sure you're all in agreement with that. The other point is, I'd like, in this work plan, I can't see some kind of review of the suicide strategy and actually bringing that back, because again, I'm very alarmed by the rates. Recently had a meeting with the Samaritans, and they were on the island actually saying how that they were very, very concerned. So again, I just want to highlight that as well.
Thank you. Is that the right forum for?
So this is the joint student assessment, which identifies the needs. Other pieces of work will follow from that. So actually, this is the objective. So the things you're saying that you're seeing in food banks, that information will be kind of analysed and make sure it's kind of robust and evidence based, and that actually services can plan carefully what they need. So you're right, there's work going on, that's great. But this piece of work is really about assessing the needs. So the suicide bit is not part of the GSNA, it's about actually, do we understand that? There's another, you know, there's another piece of work going on suicide prevention.
Thank you for that. Brian.
Okay, so just going back to the points around the GSNA that has been mentioned about housing accommodation. This was a piece of work done regarding the island plan and the consultation regarding that, which is obviously shown in the second paragraph. I think we can take this back to the steering group, but if you wish to have some more work completed around homelessness, or whether we include that as part of future GSNA with housing accommodation, we can do that. So obviously the idea of these reports is feeding back to you proposed work that if you want to give any indications as the health and wellbeing board that oversees the JSNA, what is required, that's the mechanism for doing it.
Okay, so we can take that one outside the meeting. Thank you for that. So going back to the recommendations that I've read, are we happy to accept the recommendations?
Yeah.
Thank you.